This is RSBNB Update, episode 296, recorded Friday, February 18th, 2011. Ernie's Egregious Earns. Hello, everybody. Welcome back. Chief and I are here. Probably the latest episode of RSBNB Update that's ever been recorded, but we're here.
Ever?
I think
not
so.
Not even just for me? Oh, fantastic.
Yeah. Well, the thing was that...
pre-show is two, actually.
Yeah. This was a relatively short pre-show this week, I think.
Oh, was it?
If you consider actual stuff related to the show compared to just our general babbling, you know?
Oh, yeah. But that was a long general babble.
Yeah, it was. And we'll probably continue it after. But anyways. So, we are here. We're going to talk about what Jagex has coined, the skill Bonanza. And then a few other things. And your questions. And, of course, tech news as always. So, just to reiterate from last episode, this is going to be Chief's last episode for a few weeks. We don't have an exact idea of when he's going to be returning yet, but he will be returning in some capacity or another, in some form or another.
Maybe as
the RSBNB update made AI that will scrape the RuneScape website to get all kinds of content info.
Wow, that's a bit sad. Are you turning me into a machine?
No. I was just thinking, like, what if you...
I'm hurt, Shane.
What if you decide to augment yourself with, like, chips or something?
Yeah, maybe under your influence.
And they take over your body.
I don't think I would ever be that desperate.
Okay.
I don't know why I would ever need to turn to that. So, for my last episode in a few weeks, it's a bit sad that I haven't really been able to see these updates.
Well, you know, there's really not much to see. I mean, it's an urn, right? There's nothing really aside from making an urn and then collecting the info and then teleporting it away when it becomes full.
Oh yeah, same old crafting.
Yeah, it's the same way you make any kind of pottery crafting item. The only difference being you attach a rune to it because it needs to be teleported away at the end. So, the urns are for cooking, fishing, mining, smithing, woodcutting, and prayer.
So, oh, okay. So what exactly are these runes?
Well, they're urns, you know, like a...
Oh, no, runes.
Pottery-type item.
But the runes, what
Oh, runes? The runes. You put a certain type of rune on it to teleport the urn to Ernie in Varrock. Note the name Ernie. E-R-N-I-E. Yep. Ernie the Urn Lover. And do whatever sinister thing he does with them. So that's all they say about why they get it. We don't know what they're going to be used for. But
in Southeast Varrock, there is an interesting newcomer. Ernie, the urn collector.
You know, strangely...
Southeast Varrock. Yeah, strange place.
I didn't go see him because, you know, you just teleport the urn, right?
Yeah.
It kind of looks like a bit of a rocket taking off. Like there's a little bit of a puff of smoke at the bottom and it shoots straight up. The teleport animation. I thought that was neat.
Oh, that's good. Does it have particles? Particle smoke?
Just a tiny bit at the bottom. Nothing spectacular, you know. Not even as many as you get with the farming skill cape emote.
Oh well. But that's good, because farming's got to stay special.
Yes. But anyways, there are cracked, fragile, strong, and decorated urns. Of course, representing the various levels in that certain skill that they can gather. For instance, a strong woodcutting urn will take logs up to including level 75. A decorated cooking urn will take food up to and including level 95. So basically the level of urn corresponds to what they can be filled with.
Oh, so you can kind of use them to hold things.
Well, no, nothing useful, mind you. They just fill up as you're doing this. So,
that's depressing.
And, you know, you really don't get that much.
Oh, right,
XP.
I was reading something vaguely about that, yeah.
Yeah. Take the prayer urns, which, of course, are impious, accursed, and infernal for the new ashes, mm-hmm. which we'll talk about in a bit. But for this urn, you get 1875 XP for teleporting it away. That's 1875 prayer XP. 1900 fishing XP for the fishing one. And these fill up over time. So it's a tiny bonus, but over time you got to ask yourself, is it worth it to have this inventory spot taken up with the urn when you could be taking in, say, an extra monkfish or rocktail at the same time, right?
Yeah. I mean, I was reading something on RuneWire. People were, you know, complaining about how, at least with the prayer urn, it works out better to just... you know, bury bones yourself rather than collect them in the urn, and then so they were saying it doesn't make a lot of sense. And,
yeah, like eat, I don't know. Like yeah,
but that was kind of like what I was expecting from the beginning. You know, it's just going to be another one of those things that gets thrown aside. I mean, as soon as they release it, no one's going to be interested in it.
Yeah,
and it's a bit of a shame, really.
The good thing with the prayer urn is that if you are taking in demon ashes, it will actually take those ashes in, and rather than like you can get pretty much the same XP as you would if you were just to scatter the ashes. But once again, we'll get to that in a bit after we've finished up the urn stuff.
Oh, right, because I don't even know about these ashes yet.
So, you know, this 81 crafting for the decorated cooking urn, 1547 plus cooking XP. Is it really going to make much of a difference if you're cooking high-level items? I don't think so.
Yeah.
As you said, I think this is just going to be another update that people are going to push off to the side of things.
Mm. So. Especially because people are interested. People are still grinding, and it's not going to stop them grinding. Something like
yeah.
this.
And
this
you can,
yeah.
And you can only have 10 of these urns at a time.
Oh, wow.
So once you expend these, you have to go make more. So it's going to add another layer of complexity that really isn't worth it. So
not for the general RuneScape population.
No. There's going to be, of course, little special cases and stuff where it will be worth it for people who are, say, have a higher crafting level but don't, say, have level 40 cooking that 1500 cooking XP there could be useful.
Yeah, that's true. But I mean, yeah, it's kind of like who is going to have a crafting level that high with other skills that low?
Yeah, it's like why is this update here kind of thing. So, but anyways.
Could be good if you wanted to make a crafting pure. And then, I mean, you know, if you were someone as retarded as us who wants to make a farming pure, for example. If you wanted to be the same thing but with crafting.
Okay. Yeah,
for example. Okay. So basically, you could get really high crafting, and then you could go back and work on all your other skills.
But there's no farming urn.
That's okay. Retarded update. Moving on.
Yeah. It remains to be seen what the jury is going to say on the ashes, because you know the ashes have the plus side.
Why
of not
would there
be
no farming urn? What kind of stupid developer released that?
I know. Like, they're for common skills. They should be for the more uncommon skills. Like, where's the agility?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. I mean, you don't need anything for the common skills.
Yeah. Like, woodcutting, mining, fishing, cooking, smithing.
Hmm.
And this update isn't even free to play. It would make more sense as a free to play update.
Yeah, I think we can safely say that we've condemned this update.
1 out of 5.
Yep, fair enough. 1 out of 5.
When I was doing this, I was thinking, why?
That is probably the first 1 out of 5 I've ever given as well.
The only thing that was nice about it was a little animation it makes when it shoots it off. It looks like a rocket, minus the flames and smoke. For anybody who likes rocket launches, February 24th, STS-133 is launching.
Oh,
real
yeah.
rockets.
I'll have to watch that. Anyways. Oh, no, because I won't have the bandwidth for it.
Oh, God.
Oh, dear. Unless there is like a Google Mirror.
I'll work something out.
Okay. Moving on.
Anyways, the ashes. Demons drop ashes. So as a result, they've added impious, accursed, and infernal ashes into the game. So, for instance, imps and fiends will drop impious ashes, accursed will come from lesser and greater demons, and infernal ashes will come from black, abyssals, necreals, and boss demons. So, you'll get these, and then you just scatter the ashes, and you get a nice little particle effect. And I almost spilt my water, because I was just making a hand motion of scattering the ashes.
No one can see you, Shane.
I know.
Oh, that's a bit depressing. Any ashes you currently own will remain as just that, ashes.
Yeah, well, you know,
if makes sense, make actually, that's a good move.
Into impious ashes, that would just be too much prayer XP. But
I was planning to capitalize on that, so.
Yeah, and how do you know if an ash from an imp is the same as an ash from a log, right? Also, it should be noted that imps still drop regular ashes. Earlier, when I killed an imp, I got the impious ashes and regular ashes.
Oh. Is that
weird?
A bug? Or
I don't know. It might be.
That's weird.
Unless ashes is a drop from the imp. Because, of course, we never knew, right?
Imp.
So.
Going to sort this out. Oh, my internet's not cooperating tonight.
Well, impious ashes give 4 XP, accursed 12.5, and infernal 62.5 XP. So then, of course, you can use these with the Ecto and...
oh, that's right. Yeah,
player-owned house thing. And, you know, Dragon Bones and Frost Dragon Bones are still give the best XP. I personally would only see the infernal ashes being used because they don't have to be ground up, right?
Yeah. But even then, I mean, it still doesn't even compare with Dragon Bones. And because black and abyss, although black demons are relatively easy. Yeah, but because it's for the infernal ashes come from black and abyssal demons or necreals or boss demons, we're probably not going to see them, you know, flooding the market and... we'll kind of see how this works out. But it does offer an alternative, and so we might see bones coming down in price.
Yeah, like I said, the only place I see them being used is the Ecto, but, you know, it might kind of drive a wedge between the two markets and kind of make both lesser priced than they are right now. Like, take the Dragon Bones just a tiny bit and maybe have the Dragon Bones just a tad higher than the ashes. So, but you know, it's good because that's another way to train prayer. And in regards to the urns from earlier, if you're fighting a demon thing, those ashes will automatically go into the urn. So it's a way of getting the prayer XP even if you're not picking up the ashes and scattering them. So of course you'll still fill it up if you were doing regular prayer and stuff too, right? So so, you know, I don't know. I think this would be this one's slightly better than the urns. We'll just have to wait and see about this. See what happens.
I think that's good because it's just one of those updates that you kind of, it's kind of needed.
Kind of like a passive update, you know?
Yeah.
So that's anyways, then also the shortcut improvements. They did make this available to free players, the River Lum canoe system. And they also have an axe there now that anybody can use. So you don't need an axe anymore to use the canoes.
And members can also use their construction skill to build hidey holes at crossbow shortcuts.
Yeah, hidey holes.
And rope racks and at rope racks. Eagle Eyries. Or
I built a hidey hole at Catherby to go over to Taverly because that wouldn't make sense for going to the farming patch, you know? There?
Yeah, that's true.
But
I like this update. This is very good, these shortcut improvements, and the River Lum canoe system.
Yeah, you know, you could just build a hidey hole pretty much anywhere and use it for anything, kind of, you know.
Yeah.
Like, what if you wanted to have a hide-and-seek thing and you wanted to build a hidey hole, say, just underneath a bush or something, and say hi to Santa hat for someone to pick up? So.
Mm. Yeah, these are the updates that I like, just the little, the passive ones, basically.
Yeah, because, you know, this one kind of changes the way the game goes and makes getting around easier and quicker. So.
Yeah.
Anyways. That is the hidey hole. And rope racks. I assume your silence is because of what I sent you?
I wasn't looking at it, actually. Is this a derogatory word, or does it have in some kind of connotation?
I don't know. Hidey hole. I don't know.
Refers to a oh god.
Apparently, hidey holes are also for ferrets.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. There's nothing wrong with hidey holes.
You should get a pet ferret.
Yes, we have ferrets in New Zealand.
Oh, you do.
So I don't know. The legendary Wolf Hatey has retired to a colder land, so players will no longer be able to hunt him.
Yeah, I need to do some combat to use up my mitts there. You have until May 10th to use your gloves and get your bonus combat XP.
I've got to do that. I never remember to actually use the gloves. I always just take the Barrows ones out of...
Yeah, me too. You know, I did a Slayer task and completely forgot about it.
Hmm. I've done several and forgot about it every time.
Also, an exotic delicacy awaits you near a banana plantation.
Now, I saw this on RuneWire because Earth posted it.
Yeah, the acai berries.
Oh, what are they?
Oh, they're just a tropical berry that you can buy from this south of the banana plantation, Guarani. So he said he recently brought them to this land, so... I don't know. Apparently, they're a berry that can be salt or sweet, and you can eat them in a bowl. So, but the RuneScape version heals 5 life points.
Okay. Do they do anything else interesting?
No, they just heal you, and they cost 1 GP each.
Oh wow, not bad. There are a limited number that you can get, or?
No, I was able to buy an entire inventory.
Oh, that's a weird update.
Yeah, I don't know what that's for.
Just because it's so random. That must be foreshadowing something.
Yeah, like, I don't know.
What would that be useful for?
Apparently, they're a Brazilian kind of thing, native to the Brazilian rainforest. So, I guess that's kind of where this guy came from when he brought them there. But it's pronounced a sigh for anyone wondering, because it has a little squiggle under the C, which makes it like an S.
Wow, good work, Shane.
I know. I figure that's the case, because, you know, that's how it works in French. I'm not sure how it works in Spanish or whatever it would, or Portuguese or whatever.
I didn't even know they had that character.
I think they had more accents than the French people do.
Oh, yeah, they... Yeah, they do. They do, I think, but I don't know. Yeah, what does it even look like? The word? Spell it for me. So that I can look it up.
That.
Oh yeah, that is weird. Damn it! There we go. Got it on my keyboard. I hate writing accent characters in Linux.
Oh, okay. I was going to say it's simple matter of pressing Alt-C and Mac OS.
Shane, Google got an update. Have you seen Google lately?
No.
That's amazing. They updated their menu up the top, the very top of the page. Sorry. Oh, yes, I see. Not much comes up in Google.
Yeah.
Yeah, anyway, so that's weird. Moving on, though.
Yes, so that's that. Focusing in on the release notes now, one thing I want to mention is that the bank pin system has had a major overhaul, making it slightly faster and safer to use.
I still haven't tried that, but I heard about it. Yeah,
it's mega fast. It seems like what they did is they made the user interface respond first on the client rather than waiting for the server. Because it's instant. You press the button and it moves on to the next one, the next one, the next one. So you don't need to wait for it to respond anymore. Ideally, this is what they need to do for all their interfaces.
Oh, okay. That makes sense. See, I was actually wondering, because I heard about this earlier, and I was wondering how they would do it in a way that was secure. But it's just sort of going through my mind now. I can kind of picture it. That's
One thing I think they could do to make the bank pin system more secure is that whenever you mouse over a number, have the text on all the numbers disappear, so that if somebody's got a screenshot program on your computer that takes a screenshot whenever you click, it won't show anything.
That's true.
But anyways, that's that. Moving on.
You have to wonder how people get their bank pin stolen, because, I mean, it cannot be that easy to do, can it? From them?
Yeah, unless it's a simple bank pin like 1234 or 999999.
You would have to have a pretty specialized program to steal someone's bank pin.
You'd have to be pretty
unfortunate. Anyway,
I haven't run a packet sniffer while playing RuneScape for a long time, but I do know that their login system is secured through SSL, so that's comforting.
Good stuff. Was that your bank pin that you just sent to me?
Maybe.
Oh, okay. Now all I have to do is guess your password.
Which won't be happening.
No. But what if I spread your bank pin around RuneWire?
That who says that's my bank pin?
And who says you won't change it?
Anyways.
Okay.
Post bag number 45. I'm not going to go through anything in here because, I don't know, I don't find these things really that interesting, but it's worth noting that the Chaos Elemental has responded once again in a very cryptic form, so people will probably already be deciphering that, because as we all know, the Chaos Elemental has foreshadowed many updates before.
Total eclipse of the post bag.
Yeah, I was wondering about that.
Sorry, I'm a bit behind, but just seeing that now. I like that name. Oh, but yes, as you were saying.
Right. The Chaos Elemental. I forget which updates it's predicted before, but apparently it's predicted updates before and been right. So let's decrypt the Chaos Elemental.
Where is it?
It is here. It's a long one. Or no, that's a tormented demon one. Let's see, Chaos Elemental. It's four stanzas long. Here's one interesting stanza. Gold to half magnesium at oxygen half sodium. Carbon monoxide sulfur half manganese I see. Carbon hydrogen oxygen half scandium. Argon molybdenum you are half antimony. So a bunch of elements from the periodic table there.
Interesting.
Yeah. And then, of course, at the end, there's Ask Poison, talking about apparently an anti-poison. People could send in their romantic love problems in the form of a RuneScape thing. So, for instance, it says, I've had romantic troubles in the past, and my dear Aunt Poison has always been on hand to help a lovelorn head. She's helped me to avoid an abyssal stalker, got me rather confusing date with the Oracle, and taught me all about the terror birds and the bees. I've asked her to help out with a few common romantic problems this Valentine's. Perhaps she can help you too. So this is Pirate Pete who is getting help.
Oh, okay.
So, you know, it's interesting that they're talking about this kind of stuff in the post bag, but You guys can read that on your own time.
Dear Auntie Poison, I've always had a weakness for bad guys, but this time I'm really in hot water. I've fallen horns over tail for the lesser demon in the Wizard's Tower. It breaks my heart to see him attacked by cowardly mages all day long. I'd give anything to protect him from the constant barrage of wind strikes.
Da, 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 da. Are you done?
Yeah, I'm done. That was a bit...
That was okay. a bit exaggerated. Anyways. We're just going to talk a bit about the Valentine's Day Massacre, which was pretty much all of the PKing events that happened and general wilderness killing over the Valentine's Day weekend. And I'm pleased to tell you that the final kill count was a massive 625,347. That's how many people got killed over that weekend.
That's pretty impressive, really.
Yeah. Over 2,000 people sent answers in. A player named Messier predicted 623,500, and he's the winner.
Oh, good on him.
I like these kind of ones, you know, because it's kind of like a bit of a gambling from JX's sense.
Hmm.
Let's guess what's going to happen next. Let's guess what this episode title is going to be. Or no, that wouldn't make much sense, would it?
It wouldn't, no.
But anyways, so that's a pretty large number of kills. I think a few people in our RSBNB event that past weekend was in there, because we had an event and I think a few people got killed before Schwa's drop party there in the wilderness, so... Those people are part of that tally, unfortunately. But I had the better head to just run away.
Didn't some of them get some kills?
No, we didn't get any kills. Oh,
really?
We suck at,
I thought I read that they did. Oh, okay. Maybe they were lying.
Or maybe you're thinking of Boss Takedown?
No, not Boss Takedown. I'm pretty sure it was that. Oh, well.
Yes.
Yeah, we suck. That's why I didn't come, really.
Yeah, I don't like PKing. In all my time of playing RuneScape, I've ever only successfully PK'd one person. What about you?
Was that another member of RSBNB?
No, it was a random person back in the day when we used to do mod PKing trips.
Oh, okay. I remember the last time we went PKing was right before I got 99 farming. And so I got 99 farming while sculled, but anyway, so yeah, I think I died on that trip. I never got any kills. It was pretty depressing, to be honest, but I got 99 afterwards, so who's really worrying?
Farming's good. We like farming here.
Farming is good. It makes everything better.
Yeah, it's just like something I can go on and do and it'll make me feel better, you know? So
absolutely. But those are our updates.
Yes. And if we miss anything, for any news posts from Friday, oh well, we'll get it next week. Because the updates for February are done now.
Oh,
according to
okay.
Behind the Scenes. So they bunched these last ones up into one update, even though there were multiple behind the scenes arguments there.
I bet they did that just for me.
Yeah, probably, eh? And watch there be no updates in the first few weeks of March.
Yeah.
You know, I wouldn't, if that was the case, I wouldn't be I wouldn't mind taking a few weeks off, actually. But anyways, no, I'm not taking a few weeks off.
Your legacy, Shane. You would be really
I know,
it.
I never missed a week, but never missed a week except for two, but you know. Anyways, we'll be here. We'll talk about something, whether it be who knows what. So we are going to move on to questions right now. Our first audio question this week is from Gnome Thorian, who sounds a bit out of breath in this question.
Dear Shane and Chief Snake, Gnome Thorian here, and I have two questions this week. First, do either of you guys play Minecraft? Personally, I've been playing Minecraft for about 3 weeks, and I find it insanely fun and it's probably one of the best games I've ever played besides RuneScape and Commoners. But I just wanted to know your guys' opinion if you've ever played. Secondly, Chief, I'm on the rugby team for my school, and I just wanted to know, since you're from New Zealand, have you ever played rugby or have you ever seen rugby? And if so, what's your favorite team? Thanks, and I'm Thornton.
Sound like he was walking somewhere and kind of out of breath.
I know, right? Yeah, that was definitely recorded outside because I heard a car.
Yeah, and then I heard people near the end. But, you know, I like those kind of things and live on location.
It adds a bit of, a bit of a dynamic, doesn't it?
Yeah, I'd do the show outside, but it's minus 22.
I would too, but I think I would be overpowered by birds and cicadas.
Oh, right.
Goddamn nature. You get sick of it after a while. No.
Anyway, is that Minecraft?
Minecraft? I've never actually really... Oh, well, I've tried it once before, because that was when Devo was on the show.
Oh, right. Do you remember that? No, I don't remember trying it with him.
Oh, anyway. Yeah, well, I think he used it as his pick.
Okay.
He may have. Anyway, so I went on it and gave it a go. I didn't really like it, actually, and I haven't played it since, of course. I've seen a lot of people who do actually play it, though.
Yeah. I don't really see the appeal in it personally for me, because it looks horrible, and we had something similar to this back in 2001 in Tribes 2. It was the Tribes 2 construction mod. You could basically do the same things, except it actually looked better, and it was So, you know, it's a matter of personal preference whether or not you like Minecraft, but I think if I wanted to build something, I'd start up my Tribes 2 server and go play the construction mod.
So I've heard that it is actually a fairly complex game if you get into it, but...
Yeah, well, somebody modeled the ALU from some CPU.
Yeah, that obviously, so yes.
That was interesting.
And good old arithmetic logic units.
And the Starship Enterprise.
Who?
So... But no, I don't play Minecraft, and I don't plan on starting to play it. So,
good.
Your thoughts on rugby?
Oh, rugby.
Let's just start off with saying that Chief would not be an ideal rugby player.
Yeah, you're true. That's true, actually. I can't argue with that at all. My build would not make me very good at the game, to say the least. I think I would likely break many bones in one game. but yeah, I don't mind watching rugby every now and then. You know, just we watch it on TV because, I mean, it's New Zealand's thing, really. You can't avoid it. And, I mean, especially now that we're playing host to the World Cup in 2012, is it? I best be right. No, is it this year?
I don't know.
No, it is... I don't know. I'm a sucky New Zealander. I'm sorry. I've let my country down. But anyway, so yeah, that basically goes to show the extent to which I'm interested in rugby. But I've played it before at school. I quite like touch rugby and everything. But I've never been interested in tackle rugby, which, you know, they actually play. So.
Yeah, you wouldn't want to break any bones, would you?
Yeah, exactly. Touch rugby is fine for that reason, because I'm good at running. I'm just not so good at, tackling.
Okay. Anything else?
No, that's about it, really. Oh, teams, All Blacks. Definitely All Blacks. Because they're all black.
Like no, black as in black people or black as in black
clothing.
Uniforms? Okay.
No, I don't discriminate.
That's good. I don't think we have any rugby teams here in Canada that compete on a professional level, you know? So.
It's kind of weird, really. Yeah, I'm not proud of rugby as a sport. I think it's a pretty pathetic sport to be good at, because it just involves tackling people.
Yeah, that too.
I don't see any real skill in rugby, but and the haka as well. But that's more of a, that's a different.
They thing. should have like swords to it or something. Make it more interesting.
What? That just makes it even worse. See, I think the because what it is, I mean, it's essentially a war dance. If you translate, I've said this before. I'm certain of it.
No, I'm talking about rugby.
Okay. But as for the haka, I mean, it is just basically the New Zealand team telling the other team that they want to kill them. It really is.
It's why don't you tell them to look that up on YouTube?
Yeah, you should do that. Translate it. It will turn you off it for forever. It's really immature.
And don't they do that before every national game there or something?
They do. It's disgraceful, honestly.
So that's it. That's his thoughts on rugby. Anything else?
But that would be completely non-PC of me, you see, because it's a Maori tradition. It's really sad that, you know, when you say something like, I mean, yeah, anyone in a high political position would get screwed for saying
anything. I know,
like that.
You can't say anything. You can't say anything, you know, about even racial profiling or anything like that. You get called a racist.
Oh, well. I went off on a bit of a tangent there. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I could go off on a whole tangent, too, about PC, but we're not. So, anyways.
Yeah.
Thank you, Noam Thorian.
Thank you, Noam Thorian.
Next audio question is from Uncle Dano.
Greetings, Shane and Chiefsnake. Uncle Dano, once again, this time I wanted to give you the opportunity to toot your own horns a bit. I noticed that RSBNB is a silver level fan site, as recognized by Jagex, and currently has approximately 2,900 members. Would you happen to know how many RSBNB members are also PMODs? Do you have any other information about the RSBNB community base that listeners might find interesting? With respect to the podcast, it truly is, in my opinion, the very best podcast there is. Do you know how many listeners on average download and listen to the podcast every week? Also, do you know if Jagex staff might be listening to the podcast? As I would think, they would greatly benefit from the feedback that you provide on the various aspects of the game. Thank you so much for taking my audio question, and as always, I wish you Godspeed and another fine day in the scape to you all. Sincerely, Uncle Dano.
RSBNB PMODs. I don't have a list or anything. Mike is a PMOD. X-Blades is a PMOD. Adiv is a PMOD. Those are the first three that come to mind.
Yeah, those were all that came to mind as well.
I'm sure there's RSBNB. More. Okay, four.
Who else is there? There are more. There are more, I know.
Yeah, there are more. I just, their names escape me.
Yeah.
I'd say there's maybe around 10 or so. I don't know.
Yeah, that would be a good conservative estimate.
So those were the first three that came to mind there. But what else was there for forum stuff?
I don't know. You're the expert. I don't have all the statistics.
I was gonna say that I'm not gonna give an exact number for shows, but. Probably over entire time an episode runs its course, you could probably say 500 per episode, probably, give or take. So that's just a ballpark estimate. I'm not sure exactly. As you guys probably know, you see the RSBNB user counter. It's up at something like 50,000 or something, the user IDs, but there's actually only 2,900 people registered. The reason is, back in the day, we used to get a huge influx of users coming on. So what we decided on, I don't think we do it anymore, but what we used to do is we used to take users who hadn't posted in a month and or users who hadn't posted at all and haven't logged in a month and just clear out their accounts to make room in terms of usernames for everybody else. So that's why our user count is so low, whereas the user IDs number is higher. We have 17 staff, I think. That's another number about RSP and B. Most of
17.
Our
17.
Yeah, if you count everybody. Yeah.
Wow, that's lower than I thought.
If you count most things, the browser people use most is Firefox, followed by, of course, IE. And IE8 is currently the one that has the most. And IE6 has thankfully died out quite a bit, so we're happy about that.
Yes.
Because if you go to RSP and Beyond...
Probably my fault, I suppose.
No, that's good. We like retiring things like that. Because if you go to RSP and Beyond, an ancient version of Internet Explorer, you will not have fun. So, and you know, it's always good having a fast browser because our website is so dynamic nowadays. So,
exactly.
Which is why we like that. Yeah, Firefox 35% on main RSP and B. Chrome 27%.
Ooh,
IE 25%. I can also give you, I'll give you guys also a operating system breakdown. Windows 88%, Mac 8%, and Linux 1%. And then, of course, you just go into mobile
minority
territory after that. I know, but you're safer that way. So that's some quick facts on RSP and B and what our visitors do. I'm just going to the forums right now so I can see what we got for browsers on the forums. Pretty much the same story for browsers. 38 Firefox, 30 Chrome, 18% IE, and operating systems on the forums, 84% Windows, 9% OS X. Linux doesn't even show up on the top three. Next is the iPod.
Oh, what?
Yeah, on the forums, Linux is only 1.24%.
God damn.
So there you go, Uncle Dano. If you have any other kind of direct questions about RSPnB statistics or anything like that, I'll see what I can answer without breaking any laws and not losing any fingers.
Linux gets beaten by iPods.
I know.
Just having a bit of a sulk now.
Anyway, okay. So those are our two questions, audio questions this week, and somebody has a note about what you can do with this number, but you really should use this number to send questions in.
Well, it's been an awfully long time since I've heard that voice. Shane just gave me this number randomly over Google Talk and told me to call it. I was stupid enough to do what Shane told me. I have no question. I doubt very much whether this will go into the show. That is all. Goodbye.
And it did make it into the show.
It's too bad he probably won't even listen to this, though.
I know. For anybody who doesn't know this, that was Brad, Chief's predecessor.
And it would have been a long time since he was last on here, so people who have just kind of picked up on the show may not even know about him.
Yeah, so he was
That's
the one.
A scary thought.
He was the mean, evil one before Chief.
Oh, he's probably not that much more evil than me.
Oh, I don't know. There's a few stories I can tell you about that.
Depend. The time when he mouthed off at you and.
Yeah, that, many times like that. Yeah, many times like that. So, anyways, if you want to send us a question, you can email the question to questions@rsbnb.com, like Noam Thorian and Uncle Dano did, or you can leave us a voicemail at
571-572-2632.
Yes, or 571-57BNB. And it should be noted that that is an American number, so if you don't have a calling plan to North America, it will cost you. And also, if you don't have a North American long-distance plan, that might cost you as well, because it is a number from somewhere in Virginia. So just keep that in mind when you're calling.
Right.
Yeah, that was a that was funny. I got on today and I had this message saying he got charged for making that call. I was upset.
He got charged a lot too. That wasn't even like 30 seconds.
Yeah, he got charged $1.50 in pounds.
That is ridiculous.
So just be careful if you're international. Probably best to email your question in that case.
Hmm. Anyway.
Alrighty. Text question.
Text questions. This question is from Killjoy. Hello, Shane and Chiefy. I'm just wondering how many multiplayer shooters you guys play, i.e. COD, Halo, Battlefield. Also, what are your favorites of all time? What are your favorites to play right now? I am currently playing Call of Duty Black Ops, but Call of Duty 4 will always be my favorite. Just wondering what you think. Thanks, and have a great day, Killjoy. Right. Me personally, I only own COD 4. And well,
Half-Life.
I suppose I do have Half-Life and Counter-Strike and Team Fortress 2, if that even counts, but that's not really a... Well, it is, but... Yeah, but I haven't played one in months.
You're at Half-Life 2 weeks ago.
Apart from the RSPB events, yeah. I suppose.
I like Half-Life 2 because you can bounce crossbows off walls and then you can, or off the floor, and you can get people like that. Then also, if you kill someone in midair as they're falling, you can pin them to the wall with their crossbow.
That's always fun.
Counter-Strike was good. I played lots of that. I want to maybe get back into it, but we'll see. As for the Call of Duty series, Black Ops really doesn't really hold my attention that much. Primarily because you can buy everything with COD points, and that doesn't give you any incentive to stay on the gun for that long. So that's what I don't like about Black Ops. But in terms of other Call of Duties, Modern Warfare was good. Modern Warfare 2 took it a step ahead, maybe a little bit too far. Mainly the fact the tactical nuke end game kill streak, basically get 25 kills, end the game in your team's favor. That was a bit too much. And the ability to use a shotgun as a secondary weapon, that was too much as well. So I think Black Ops would have been perfect if it wasn't for those things and a few other tiny things. Another shooter that I really liked was Rainbow Six Vegas 2. It was kind of a strategic... It wasn't a shooter like Call of Duty or anything. It was a third-person combined first-person kind of thing for kind of like a SWAT team kind of game. So that was good. It wasn't always just a run-and-gun thing. You actually had to think what you were doing and use stealth if you wanted to and whatnot. So.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you, Killjoy. The next question is from Knack. Dear Shane and Chief, what is the most racially stereotypical thing you own, like, for Shane, a moose or maple syrup or a moose? Oh, did I mention a moose? And for Chief, mainly, this is my sister's friend is being deported to New Zealand.
How can you be deported to New Zealand?
And I want to know what your personal favorite Olympic event is. Love, Knack.
What does that even have to do with being deported to New Zealand?
I don't know.
I got so confused when I read this question. Oh, well.
Anyways.
What is the most racially stereotypical thing you own? Do you own a moose?
No, you know, that's something people think. You know, they think Canadians are these stereotypical ways and whatnot. But in reality, Canadians are pretty much like Americans for the most part. Almost, I'd say, a little too much. We've given up too much of our unique identity and become more Americanized. That's a complaint of mine. But no, I don't really own anything like that, you know. So, like, what you think of stereotypical Canadian really isn't stereotypical Canadian. If you lived with a Canadian for a couple of weeks, you would see that. So,
okay.
Like the
maple
the
syrup,
I
though.
Think, no, you can get that anywhere.
Yeah, I know.
Things that scream Canadian to me are the maple leaf, our bilingualism, Hockey and Tim Hortons.
Oh, okay. Never heard of them. But yeah, hockey, yeah, definitely. Hockey.
And going to the next one, I'd say that's my favorite Olympic event as well.
Oh, God. Hockey doesn't even seem like an Olympic event to me.
We won. I mean, it's
Winter Olympics
year.
As well, isn't it?
Yeah. It's only winter.
I guess that
winter.
Counts, but... I don't have a favorite Olympic event.
Just to give you an idea, when it went into overtime against the U.S. Last year, around this time, and when the Canadians scored the goal, I heard horns start honking outside. That's how big of a deal hockey is.
Oh, God.
And if the team here, the Oilers, makes the playoffs, if they win a playoff game, you hear honking down the street. That's how big hockey is here.
That would probably happen with rugby over here, though, as well. It's just, yeah, it's a different national thing. Whereas, I mean, in somewhere like America, no one cares about rugby.
Yeah. So.
And Canada, for that matter, yeah.
Your favorite Olympic event?
I don't have one, honestly.
Okay.
Like, nothing. I don't care
Next
about
Next question,
sport.
Then.
Dear the most beloved hosts, Shane and Chiefy, I know for a fact Shane has a kingdom, so this may be... Well, I have one too. How are you currently managing your kingdom? I have my herbs to max and maples halfway. I do this so I get the birds' nests and herbs. Any ideas? How often do you visit your kingdom? And do you have 7.5 mil in it also? Thanks for the show. It's legit oi. Your avid listener, Mr. Sherdo.
I do 100% wood, 50% herbs, and I store 1.75 mil in there because it's 750k plus 75k per day, and I try to go every 2 weeks.
Oh, okay. So, but then if you don't make it every 2 weeks, you are potentially losing money.
Yeah, but you know, I think there's enough in there for something like 20
days, hang on.
Probably.
I forgot that you were poor. Never mind.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. That's why I only put the minimum in, you know? I'm still waiting for my white party hat to buy for 1 mil.
Fair enough. That is quite a setback. Yeah. I have about 5 mil in at a time. Just because, I don't know, I just chuck a mil more in every time I go there. I don't really keep track of it, just as long as it's over a few mil. You know, I know I'm safe.
Okay.
But yeah, I can easily leave it for a month or two at a time without remembering.
It stops gathering after 30 days.
Oh, does
it? No matter how much money you have in there, yeah.
Oh, damn. That'll explain it. No. Yeah, I don't know. But I think I have my herbs on max and... coal.
Yeah, last time I checked, that was the most profitable one.
Yeah, that'll be it then. It's whatever the most profitable way is. Because after that, I just sort of sell what I don't need, and then I've got money to buy seeds.
Yeah.
Although recently I've been using the herbs to make potions.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I should get 20 million herblore XP. That'd be fun.
That would be ridiculous.
I know. But anyways.
You would want money.
I don't think there's anything else to that one.
No. So that's what we do. Yeah. And that's how often we visit.
Oh, how often do we visit?
How
infrequently
do we visit?
Every 2 weeks.
Oh, yeah. I would generally try for every... it depends how often I'm playing at the time, to be honest. Either every week, every 2 weeks, or... whenever I remember, which can be up to a couple of months. But it doesn't make a difference, I suppose.
Alrighty then. Thank you, Mr. Sherdo. Moving on to the next one from Zen Twilight. Shane and Chiefy with a double F. What graphical improvements do you think RuneScape needs? I know that Jagex has confirmed that in the future they will use skyboxes, but I cannot visualize how that will work in RuneScape. With the way you view the in-game world, i.e. fog. My opinion on how they will do this is to remove the limits from how far you can see. For instance, looking down the path from Barak to Falador, you can see Ice Mountain. And secondly, is there any way Jagex can make the game run better in crowded areas, such as the Grand Exchange on World 2? Sometimes in that game location, the game becomes a slideshow. I had an awesome time at the PKing event, and I must say, Shane, PKing is a true sign of the apocalypse. Keep up the awesome show. Yeah, you know, I don't know how they're going to use skyboxes, but in the game engine Q&A, they said that that ability is there, just the developers haven't used it yet.
Oh, okay, that's interesting. As far as looking down the path from Varric to Falador and being able to see Ice Mountain, I have to say, no, that probably won't be happening, just because...
Yeah, they'd need to convert to first person it entirely.
Wouldn't work.
Mm. Yeah, I don't think it would either.
Yeah. And just because, yeah, they can't really remove fog because, yeah, it just, yeah, so many
yeah,
reasons.
Yeah, and the way the game renders itself, it just doesn't work, you know? So I don't think they'll be doing that. But as I've said many times before, I would love to see a foliage update for the trees and everything.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's true. I'm actually fairly content overall with the RuneScape's graphics. I mean, I don't think there's a lot more that they can do considering it's just browser-based.
Yeah. Mm. You know, I think we're headed towards another shake-up the way we saw when RuneScape HD came out, that kind of thing.
I don't know. I don't know. I would like to see them spending more time on the interface. Consistency in the interface. Please.
Yes, please. Sake. Yeah, that'd be good. So, no, I don't think they could make Grand Exchange World 2 run better. It's always been like that. The only suggestion I have for that is to use a software mode at the lowest possible quality.
Oh, really? Software mode for that?
Or no, I mean, I don't know. I've never had to do it. Potentially, you might want to use the graphics mode because you're farming out some of the stuff to the GPU, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Just turn the quality all the way down, right?
Yeah, but even then, I don't think you can really avoid it because, it just won't make a difference. It's just the fact that there is so much to render, and I don't think the game is programmed in a way that it can do it efficiently.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, that's also why they have limits about how many people can go in a certain world and everything. It's a balancing act between what works on the server and what doesn't.
Yep.
So, thank you, Zant. The next question, please.
Oh, from Lord Passiondale. Dear hosts, I have only one question this week. Good. I need to make money fast, preferably between 3 and 7 mil. Do you have any suggestions, non-combat related and no farming, please? I'm sure we've done this before. Thanks from Fast Wesley.
Yeah, I remember having something. I remember hearing this question before, too. I think, because didn't we have a discussion about how farming is actually
we
decent?
We did. We discussed this.
Somebody said no farming as well.
Yeah.
Let's just paraphrase this quickly. Slayer, Grand Exchange Flipping, Miscellanea Kingdom, and Herb Farming.
That's more or less it. And we don't understand why you don't want to do farming, basically.
Mm. Yeah, there was a question a few episodes back about this, and I'm trying to remember what the hell. I mean, oops, I said that word. That's not good. I don't like saying that word.
Hell.
I'm trying to remember what episode that was on. I don't know if that's a bleep or not.
That is not a bleep.
No?
You're not even religious, Shane.
Anyways.
No, that is definitely fine. Yeah, that's...
You have anything to add?
Oh, well. No, there's nothing more to add, really. Those are the best ways of making money. And yeah.
Alrighty.
Sorry, we couldn't be more helpful.
Next one from Ragnath. You want to take it?
Shane and Cheese Snakes. Oh, it's a pretty quick one anyway. If you could have one gaming setup for your computer, what would it be? I would like to have dual monitors and a surround sound system. That is from Ragnath. I forgot if we said that. Funnily enough, I think both Shane and I already have dual monitors and surround sound each.
I don't have surround
sound. Wait, did you? Oh, no, you didn't buy surround sound.
But I don't see the point of surround sound for me.
Yeah, there isn't much point. Because, I mean, I've got the 5.1 speakers, or 7.1 if you include my stereo. But, I mean, it's not even in the right kind of configuration. So
it's yeah, and there's nothing more that annoys me than improperly placed speakers.
I just have the same sound coming out of all of them, so it doesn't bother me.
Yeah. As for ideal setup, though, ideal would be a 23-inch iMac with a 1080p with my current screen I have, but they don't make a 23-inch. And my gaming computer for anything that wasn't on there, and just a tiny MacBook Air for little mobile things. That would be ideal.
Ideal for me, since I'm going to university, I'm going to need. Actually, I wouldn't mind a MacBook Air as well, but I think what I'm going for is a MacBook Pro, new model MacBook Pro when they get released, 13-inch because it needs to be small, needs to be portable, and it needs to have 10 hours of battery life. That is why I'm going for a Mac.
There's the battery life on these are so great. You know, had everything running, and I got at least 2.5 hours before it got down to 50%.
Yeah, see, that is what I want. That is what I'm talking about. You cannot get that on a regular laptop. So as long as I've got one of those that can be portable, then I'm pretty much happy with my current computer. To be honest, I can't think of anything that I would want to, or that I would need to improve in it.
Yeah,
I wouldn't mind upgrading my monitors. Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't mind, because I've got two different monitors at the moment. I've got one Samsung and one Dell. It would be perfect for me if they were both the same. But in saying that, I actually really like the current size, and I don't want to change the resolution or anything.
Yeah, that's the thing. You have to give up 16 by 10 aspect ratio in this day and age. Everything is 16 by 9. I really miss 16 by 10, you know? But what can you do? Everything swapped to that. And we have pretty much the same spec Windows computer. I just upgraded my graphics card.
But prior to that, they were almost the same.
Yeah. So.
They were, actually almost identical.
I don't know. I can't bring myself to even consider getting a 27-inch iMac just because it's so massive and the screen resolution where you're going to find 2560 by 1440 wallpapers, you know?
That would be, oh God, that would be ridiculous.
I know. Like, I've used one before and they're nice, but it wouldn't fit on my desk.
Yeah, imagine if you had two of them. Dual monitor 27-inch.
Yeah. So that's what we'd like. But yeah, we do both run dual monitor setups as it is right now. So that's my complaint, though, is that my second screen is not big as my main one because it's the MacBook Pro's screen, right? So
yeah, see, that would get really annoying if it were me.
It is, but and that's why I want a 23-inch iMac because my screen is 23 inches wide. So.
But then even if you did get a 21-inch, I mean, it would be the same resolution.
It's the same size. It's the same resolution, but not the same size. The dot pitches are different.
Yeah, true.
But I don't know.
Oh, well.
Anyways.
Last one.
Is from Ice Black Dragon. Hi, guys. This is my mic. Picture inserted. Do you have any idea how old it is? Because I would like to know. Happy weekend, Ice. I think that looks like a mic from the 1990s.
That looks like one that I had. I got one of those, or I had a similar one of those. I gave that to Neil, actually. I don't know where it is. I should get that back off him. That was a good microphone. Anyway,
I think he used to do the show with that mic.
I don't know if I ever did, actually, but I may have used it for recording videos before. I don't know, but that was a good microphone. I got one of those with my Dell computer when I got that years ago. So
yeah,
it looked similar,
sadly,
except it was black.
They don't make microphones like that anymore. I can attest that those microphones are actually decent in terms of just a cheap little microphone that you can get. So.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, not really useful for this kind of thing. But
the last time I seen one would have been in the late 90s.
Hmm.
So. But anyways, we're both using, of course, not microphones like that. Let me just see. Maybe Newegg still has those. Because that would be interesting if they did. Okay, what would this be under? Electronics? Microphone?
That sounds like a hint.
Yeah, but what? I don't know. Forget it. There's too many microphones on there, so...
Yeah, but suffice to say, I'm sure it is still quite usable.
Yeah, and, you know, it's a good mic. Know. But the problem is that modern computers are going to probably, at one point, phase out the microphone in and just go regular in favor to a line-in if you got, like, a basic laptop or something.
Oh, okay.
Because that's what OS X does. You can't use the line-in for one of those kind of microphones. If you want to use a microphone to speak into on OS X, you need... a USB microphone of some kind.
Wow. That's weird.
Or a way to amplify your regular microphone. But anyways, that is it for questions, and we are going to move on to tech news. Alrighty. So first up this week, Google OnePass. Google OnePass is Google's subscription model to compete with Apple's subscription model that was released this week. Basically, first thing, Apple said, yes, you can charge for in-app subscriptions like a magazine or something, but of course Apple will take the regular 30% share from the publishers. And then Google comes along and does its same thing like this. First main difference is that content providers will keep 90% of the revenue, and publishers will retain control of consumer data. So as we see here, Google has the more open kind of solution for this, and it's not...
as usual.
Well, yeah, you know, Apple's going to have the kind of more... I don't know how to describe it.
Proprietary...
Yeah.
But so. Apple is the it's still the one to use, so.
Yeah, cuz it just integrates with everything so nicely, you know.
I think the genius of it is that they are in the position that they can do this and they can get away with it. So.
Yeah, you know, it's a question, is Apple a monopoly yet, or I don't know. Oh, we got
much.
Something else on this after this next story here. So, I don't know. This is good, though, because there's so many things that you could subscribe for in an application that it just makes sense to have something like this, you know, like a magazine or like a daily joke or something, you know, like a daily joke service you can get for such and such amount of money. So, that's good.
Yeah.
Next up... Watson has conquered Jeopardy. This is what we talked about last week. IBM supercomputer set to play Jeopardy. It did this week. And at the end of two games, it raked in a total of $77,000, give or take. Second place was Ken Jennings, $24,000. And third was Brad Rutter, $21,400. So as we can see, Watson was a success in its Jeopardy matches. You know, I wish you were able to watch some of this, but I don't think they probably don't show Jeopardy over there, do they?
No, they don't. So, no, they're supercomputers playing Jeopardy.
And, you know, it was interesting because it was really interesting to watch because the way it played was identical to the way these guys played in choosing random locations on the board trying to get the daily doubles. So.
Oh, okay.
and it was also good because it showed the computer's confidence rating when it answered a question on your screen. So it got this one question that it was only 32% sure on right.
That's pretty cool.
And another thing is it thought Toronto was a U.S. city.
Oh, dear. How did that happen?
I don't know how that can happen.
I mean, that should be pretty basic thing.
You think the category U.S. cities could limit it to cities in the U.S., right? But
no. Oh, well.
Which was weird. But anyways, this was a triumph because it paves the way for more natural language exploration.
Oh, subtle portal reference.
What?
This was a triumph.
Oh, I didn't even intend to do that. I didn't even intend to do that.
That was very impressive.
Overall, future is now open to more natural language processing. I could talk about what the differences are, but we're not going to talk about that. In a nutshell, it's a completely different way of doing programming than what we do now.
Okay. Next.
Next up, Google's Music Store.
Wow.
So Google's going to be launching a music store to compete with iTunes.
I didn't know about that. Wow.
It'll be released with a future update of Android OS. So,
ooh.
I don't know what that means. Like, I don't know if Google's going to put out their own music client or something. Because, you know, it would be nice to have everything integrated into a client like iTunes does. But what would Google come up with for a client? Would they, like, take the source code of Songbird and
God,
make
no.
a Google Music Player or something like that?
I would have to... Yeah, I would cry if they did that. That would be ridiculously stupid. No, I'm sure they could come up with something far better than iTunes.
Yeah, I know. That's why it's so interesting. Heading towards Chrome OS. Chrome OS might change,
yeah, that's true.
Change the way
that's
applications
true.
Are designed. Chrome OS is a web-based OS, which implies minimalism. And if you can bring that to the desktop OS, that would be a different way of looking at software, just like we see with Google Chrome, right?
Yeah. Maybe they could just do an Adobe Air application.
I don't know if they'd want to use Air, though.
Yeah, that would be pretty disgusting.
Yeah. Mm.
No, bad idea. Forget I said that, but... I'm just thinking, you know, it would work for a music store and just for playing music.
Yeah, So apparently this is going to come with an upgrade to Honeycomb. So should be interesting to see because, you know, can you think of anybody who uses anything but iTunes to purchase music legally? Aside from the three Zune people out there?
No, I cannot. Even
like
I
Amazon
think
has
that
Amazon MP3, but you know that's not what people use because it's not convenient. It's right there. It's on your iPod. It's on your iPad. It's on your phone. It's on your computer.
I've tried using the Ubuntu One Music Store before, but it didn't have what I wanted on it. So yeah,
okay. What's it powered
I
by?
I had to use iTunes. What's it powered by? I have no idea, actually.
Like, where does it get its music catalog?
I don't know. I would have to check that, but I don't actually know if I've still got it installed on here. Let's try Ubuntu One. Ooh, configure and manage your Ubuntu One.
So what is Ubuntu, One
preferences? Exactly. Disconnected. Well, it's actually Ubuntu One is just a file synchronization service.
Okay.
But it offers you it has a music thing, music store somewhere. Okay, I cannot find it. In mind. Suffice to say that it is difficult to use.
And that's the problem with Linux in general.
As you can see, I can't find it at the moment. It is, yes.
Which is unfortunate, because I think Linux could be so successful if it was able to break that barrier and had the applications like OS X does, you know?
Yeah. Well, that's kind of like Google has demonstrated with Android. Linux can be completely successful.
Where's Google's desktop distribution of Linux? I think that would be mega successful.
Well,
I don't know if Chrome OS, but I don't know if Chrome OS is the way to go on that because of its web-based thing, but just a Google-shaped Linux distribution would be interesting, I think.
If only.
We can dream.
We can dream.
Anyway.
Right, well, that was a bit of a tangent as well.
Yeah, it was. So,
moving on.
I'm interested in this because I think iTunes needs some competition, a competitor that can actually compete, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Everybody needs competition because without competition, things stagnate.
Yeah. Other things.
Yes, other things. Skill of the Month update, no change, really. No change since last week, aside from a third and second place change right now.
Go ahead.
Right now, Adaron Cronon has 11.7 million XP gained.
He is motoring ahead.
RS Gamer has jumped into second as 2.2 million XP, and Minus199307 has 2.1 million XP.
Yay! Oh, good on you guys.
Skill of the Month. I know. How could you get that much agility XP? Like, I wonder how many hours a day you have to play for to pull an average of 692K per day.
That's worrying. But
I know.
Good on you.
Yep. Alrighty, so Chief doesn't have a pick this week, so I get to do this pick that he didn't let me do last week. He conveniently got a pick. So basically, this is my little attempt to bring some good into the universe for everybody.
Oh,
basically, if you go to StarTrek.com, you can go to StarTrek.com and click on the videos section, select a TV series, say a Star Trek Voyager, and then say, let's just go for, let's see, what season do we want?
Do we have to pick a season?
No, we'll just, we'll just go with this one. Initiations in episode 2, season 2. You can actually watch these videos online of Star Trek, select Star Trek episodes. Like, for instance, Star Trek Enterprise has full episodes. I don't know if everybody else has full episodes of their series on there, but I know Enterprise is on there. So it's definitely something worth checking out if you're interested in any kind of Star Trek or might be getting into it. It's a free way of doing it because the original series is there and Enterprise. So definitely check that out.
Good stuff.
That is StarTrek.com.
It began as a routine mission.
There appears to be a massive displacement wave moving toward us.
And it would change their destiny.
Captain, there's something out there.
Brace for impact.
One crew and one ship's epic journey 70,000 light years away.
We're on the other side of the galaxy.
Now it's a quest to get back home.
Why are you holding us here?
See it from the beginning.
We have no way back unless you send us.
On the next Star Trek Voyager.
That was probably one of the cheesiest things I've ever listened to.
It was the 1990s, 1995.
Oh, okay. Is that any excuse?
Yeah, it is. So
okay.
They have Enterprise in the original series, but I don't think they have Next Generation DS9 or Voyager on there, which is too bad. But you can probably find those on Hulu or something. So I'll put links in the notes to everything.
Okie doke.
RuneWire quote of the day, something you brought in last week. I conveniently saw this this week, so I figured we'd which I thought we would just put this out there. It brought a whole bunch of different kind of ads to RuneWire. Like, it brought Justin Bieber ads to RuneWire. So I figured we should talk about it. This is a post from Leo. Wow. Justin Bieber just posted his gamertag or PSN username, ProbsPSN, on Twitter. He wants to play Black Ops, LOL. And I chime in, you follow Justin Bieber? Opeth comes in, I second that statement. If you don't follow him, you are looking him up? Yeah, kinda. I can't help but third that. MonsterMuzz22, I fourth that. Then we just go on from there. So, then of course Leo has his answer to this, that, well, he was just clicking links on Twitter, and he found that.
By Scorpion at Jagex, no less. And then I spoke.
Yeah, because someone's Slayer assignment was Justin Bieber.
And below him, Ice Black Dragon says, RuneWire main page has been defiled now. Quick, post more so it gets bumped to second page.
And Leo Fee? What kind of name is that?
A name given to him by Earth, obviously.
Yeah, that's weird. Anyways, that's RuneWire quote of the day. Not sure if that'll be back next week. We'll see. Achievements of the week. Unfortunately, there are only two of those.
Good.
And that is new hero with 98 summoning.
Why would you just stop at 98? I don't know.
He didn't get 99 the next day, so I was wondering. So. And Zach Ryder with 3 R's with 99 fishing on February 14th. Congratulations, both of you. And that's all we have this week, unfortunately. Hopefully next week is more interesting.
Congratulations to you both.
Yes. Alrighty, so what have we been doing?
What have we been doing? I have been busy. That's why we're doing the show late tonight. Yeah, because...
Yeah, tomorrow's your packing day.
Packing day? Mm-hmm. And then be moving. It's all sort of dawning on me now that the things that I've forgotten to do that I meant to do ages ago.
Like the people you need to have executed in your hometown?
No, not quite that bad. I think they will... I've made sure that they will die unsuspicious deaths at a later date. So, you know, it's fine. No, I'm a good boy. I wouldn't do that. Mainly this week I've been busy just because I've had some family things to deal with. I've had family down here as well, so I've had to be entertaining them a lot. So there will be more of that tomorrow as well, alongside packing. It's very annoying. And
yeah, you know, I've had those days before too. That I just go, wake up, and you don't
I know.
Get to stop
that's,
until 3 a.m.
That's what today was. Yeah, and I think that's what it will be tomorrow as well. I mean, it's a testament to the fact that we are still doing the show. And what time is it there for you at the moment?
I no comment.
Yeah, exactly. No comment. It's that bad. So
yeah. Any coding or RuneScape?
No, I've not had any time to do any coding or RuneScape.
Oh, that's too bad.
Mm.
Well, we can just hope that things will settle down and you can get back into the code.
They will. They will.
Yeah. That's the way it goes. So, but as for me, no, nothing really interesting this week. I've been meaning to start something on RuneScape, but I'm not sure what. I'm really not sure what to do. Because, you know, I've said no grinding, but, you know, what is RuneScape without grinding? It's just farming, really. And dungeoneering. So, we'll see. Aside from that, just StarCraft 2 and some coding and realizing how flippin' ugly PHPBB is from a code standpoint. And, you know,
that's
what
right.
The developers. What the developers of that thing do. So
I feel
just,
your pain.
It just, oh, it just makes me want to
shout.
Yeah. No, good no, that, and that's shout. A bad song.
Sorry, I don't actually know the words, but.
Yeah, so that's about it, I think. I don't think there's anything else to mention.
No, that is everything.
Yeah, and we will see Leo in a few weeks there. I mean, Chief, I don't know where Leo came from. I meant Chief.
You might see Leo in a few weeks. I don't know. Do you have Leo lined up?
No, I don't. I don't even know who I've lined up yet. But rest assured, I will have a selection of guest hosts for when, well, Chief is getting settled down and everything. So, yeah.
That's good. Okie doke, then.
So, with that being said,
yeah,
I will see everybody next week.
Yeah. Lucky for some.
Few weeks.
In a few weeks, yep. I'll see you all when I see you. I'll still be around.
Yeah.
Otherwise.
Alrighty then. Goodbye, everyone. Good night. Sleep well.
Good night, exactly. See ya.